People in Chapel Hill and across the Triangle are grieving. Last night was the first public gathering to honor the three Muslim students who were shot and killed this week, Dia Barakat, Yusor Abu Salah, and Razan Abu Salah. Their neighbor has been charged with their murders. As Jorge Valencia of North Carolina Public Radio reports, those mourning included friends, family, and many who never got to meet them.
It was cold when Ahmed Masabe started reading from the Quran, but from the stage where he was standing, he couldn't even see all of the people who joined him. People completely filled the heart of UNC Chapel Hill, listening to three verses. They amounted to this: Dia, Yusr, and Razan are with God, and they are in peace. But the Islamic scholar Omid Safi asked, like everyone else, why their lives had ended with violence.
I've spent 25 years of my life studying philosophy and theology, and there is not an answer that I have read in any book that can make sense out of this nonsense.
What there were a lot of answers for was how people would remember them. Faris Barakat spoke about his younger brother Dia with a smile.
Literally, I've laughed at how amazing it is for my brother to first get married before me, right?
Dia was a student at the UNC Dental School. He was 23 and he'd recently gotten married to Yusr. Yusr was going to start at the dental school in the fall. The two were happy they'd get to be together, and they both did a lot of volunteering. Just as an example, Dia was raising money for refugees from the war in Syria. A friend of his, Omar Abdelbaki, remembers the time Dia surprised him with a toy helicopter that he wanted.
With no, not me asking, for nothing at all, I mentioned it in passing, and he was just that type of person, so willing to do anything to make the people around him happy.
As more friends started to speak, an image started to emerge of who Dia and Yusr were, and of Razan, who was Yusr's younger sister.
Sorry, I'm trying not to cry, so...
Yasmin Inaya remembered Razan as the best friend she could ask for. Razan was 19. She was studying graphic design at NC State. She had a project called Optimism is the Lesson of the Prophet.
She loved anything design. She loved helping others, and she loved breakfast food. French toast being her favorite.
Nada Salam, a friend of Yusr's, said something that crystallized what all friends were saying about the three. She said she hopes people, instead of remembering them with tears, will remember them with laughter.
To laugh at how clumsy Dia was playing basketball, and how Yusr loved having pancakes for breakfast, dinner, and lunch, and how Razan loved to read, and she was so geeky but so cute.
Surrounding the stage at the vigil was a rim of close friends bundled up and holding candles. Many of them cried and hugged each other. Behind them were rows and rows and rows of people who never met Dia, Yusr, or Razan.
This is a lot, just being here.
Joshua Rousey was in one of those rows. He's a recent UNC graduate. He says he felt overwhelmed by the love at the vigil, but also by the violence behind it.
And there's just like this one phrase that it's on us to make this change.
Chapel Hill police are still investigating. They're figuring out whether the shootings were motivated by hatred or by a dispute between neighbors. For people like Ramsey, well, they hope that either way, this will make everyone more welcoming to people from backgrounds different than theirs. In Chapel Hill, I'm Jorge Valencia.